Welcome to the HB5 Podcast, where we talk about co-working, productivity, and building your future lifestyle. This is episode 4 for Monday, December 21st, 2015. And today in the studio, we've got Jay.
Hello.
Tecto.
Hey, hey.
Dieter.
Hey there.
And this is Schropp. We've got a great subject today. I think Jay picked this one out, and it carries right along with what we've been talking about in some recent episodes. What's that?
I see what you did there.
What's that?
It carries.
It carries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was segue. Smooth.
It's a nice segue. Thank you.
I had to stop and point that out.
Okay. Right. That is good. I'm glad to be to have that pointed out, because I will not listen to this podcast played back probably. So I would have missed it. So good to know now. Today we are going to talk about EDC, often known as everyday carry, what that means and some tips, and we're probably going to have a bunch of links for this episode, I predict, with recommended purchases. So get your credit cards ready.
Yeah, we will help get them warmed up today.
Absolutely.
And so let's get started. EDC, everyday carry. I pulled up earlier here, kind of preparing for the show, the Wikipedia page, which we'll have in the show notes, and links of what everyday carry is about. You guys can look it up and read. I'm sure people listening to this have the internet, or they wouldn't have been able to download the podcast. So I will hit a few bullet points here from that Wikipedia article. Everyday carry is a collection of items carried on a consistent basis. There are no rules for everyday carry. We'll get into that a little more in detail. And it's very situational, and your carry can change over time as the situation changes, your needs change, that sort of thing. We're definitely going to be getting into a lot of recommended items. And I think a lot of this is going to be, you've got four different folks on the podcast that all have different EDC compliments. And I think we can all talk about maybe some of the things we carry and why we carry them, and what our general philosophy on that is. So who wants to jump in first today?
Well, before we get into actually what anybody carries, I'd like to make a point that specifically everybody carries a little bit differently because they have different things that they are trying to be prepared for. So a lot of it is a preparedness mindset that's tied to what you do for a living, what kinds of hobbies you might have, and so on. And beyond that, there's also a hugely varying set of standards people have for the quality of things that they want to carry, how much stuff they want to carry with them all the time, and so on. So there's definitely a ton of money you can spend on everyday carry items. And if you buy cheap and use things a lot, you tend to find out why it might be better to buy something a little bit higher quality.
But you can purchase over time. You don't need to run out with some list from a silly podcast and just purchase up everything. You can say, hey, what's the thing that I ran into this week that not having caused some issues with? Go make a purchase of that if it's in your budget. And then you kind of wait and purchase something down the road. There's no need to buy all this stuff at one time. Does that sound fair?
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely fair. I mean, a lot of the things that I carry right now have evolved from earlier versions of that thing, whether it was a small backpack with some padding in the shoulders versus now I carry a much smaller Timbuktu just over one shoulder bag that meets my needs, because the amount of things that I'm carrying is probably less than maybe it used to be.
And I think it's fair to say that everybody listening, whether they actually even thought about it, thought of themselves as an EDC type person, everyone is EDC. So everyone in the world carries something, more than likely.
Right. I think it's more just a question of whether you consciously are adjusting what you carry and tweaking it and optimizing and noticing when a particular situation came up and you weren't prepared for it, and trying to think through what else you could carry that would enable you to be prepared for that.
I agree completely.
For my money, when I started becoming aware of EDC and really just giving some thought to what it is that I carry, is just whittling it down from what I was carrying initially to just the bare essentials of what I need from day to day. I've been much more circumspect about what keys I keep on my keychain, on the keys that I keep on my person on my keychain versus keeping extra somewhere else, like in a backpack somewhere. But I'm down to my car key and two house keys for what I need to get.
Impressive.
Yeah, yeah. But it's super light and doesn't take up a lot of space. And I
it's nice to
that.
Be able to have your keys and actually have them fit in your pocket.
Yes.
Without a lot of bulk. I mean, that is, I think part of EDC also should be comfort is a factor.
Oh, yeah.
I think making sure that, you know, yeah, you can carry what you have for long walks or long transitions between, you know, buildings on a campus. If you're a student or, you know, you're walking up the street to go to the library or something like that, you can, you know, you want to be comfortable and be able to maneuver and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not there on the keys yet. I've been called a janitor more than once.
Well, yeah, it's freeing.
What I did on the keys, and I don't know if this is your approach, Dieter, but what I did on the keys was I basically set up several key rings, and I may carry a key ring or two in my bags. Mm-hmm. Those keys may have USB drives. They may have keys that I don't use very often, but I need them with me. But I there's no need for them to be in my pocket. And that was a huge win just to do that.
Yep. Yep. I've done the same thing. I've got the keys that I use every day on the keychain that I keep in my person. I've got keys for various offices that I may be a part of, YubiKey and ARFID keys hanging on a ring in my backpack for when I need them, which is maybe once a week, maybe even less.
Yep.
So that's been convenient. It's freed up a lot of space in my pockets. Another thing that's absolutely freed up a lot of space in my pockets is going from using a trifold or bifold wallet in my back pocket to moving to a titanium card key, card wallet, I mean, that holds like 6 credit cards and cash, and keep that in my front pocket. And yep. That has given me some extra real estate in my trousers, which I appreciate.
I agree. I do a... What do you call it? I'm drawing a blank here on the wallet.
I mean, I'm going to take it out and look at it.
What is my wallet called? I carry it in my front pocket too. It's a clip.
It's a Storis money clip.
Yeah, it's a money clip. Okay, aluminum money clip.
So I'm not doing the same metal clip that Dieter's using, but I'm using a leather money clip. And it's got a little magnetic piece on it that will help hold it together. But I can keep some money in there and credit cards, license, things like that. But I agree. I love carrying that in the front pocket. You want to keep it thin. It's another comfort thing. Nothing is more uncomfortable than a huge, fat, if you've seen Seinfeld, George Costanza wallet.
Yep. The Costanza.
That is rough.
And it's just terrible for your back, too, to sit on that all day long.
Yeah, they made kind of they were they're being kind of funny about that on the Seinfeld, but there is some truth to that. Yeah. So
we need the Costanza link in the show notes. I'll add that.
Okay. Yeah. Please make a note of that. Yeah. Make a note of any links.
Well, just on that one, for instance, though, and this is a little bit a topic near and dear to my heart, is maximizing your carry items by thinking through how you can leverage them for more than one purpose. So the money clip I carry is both a money clip and a credit card holder. And it also allows me to use a micro SD card holder that is about the size of a credit card, so I can put micro SD cards in my money clip. And then on top of that, I've also moved, because it's thin enough, I've moved it to the front pocket, not just because of comfort possibilities that I can actually carry it there, but also because it's a whole lot harder to pickpocket me when I'm in a crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you do feel more secure with it in your front pocket.
Although, have you ever thought about getting pulled over and being asked for your license and registration and reaching into your front pocket?
I just pull it out of my pocket before they walk up to the car, so it's already sitting in my lap.
Except that you got to be a little careful with a lot of movement before they walk up to the car. That's the only thing.
You kind of want to just sit still and
if you don't have massively tinted windows.
I've never had an issue with it.
That's what I did on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have a situation?
Did you have a brush with the law on Friday?
Post-watching a certain new film that just came out, I was driving home and rolled through a DWI checkpoint.
So we're going to have some links in here. There's some really good blogs out there on Everyday Carry. And so those links are going to be in the show notes, everydaycarry.com, and there's some blogs. And there's basically a Reddit for EDC. Someone mentioned here in the notes, just go to the EDC tag in Pinterest is a good way to kind of find, you know, images, which images, that's something online. Text describing EDC is great, and it's nice to have the links to Amazon or wherever to purchase this stuff. But having just an image where people lay those out, lay out their everyday carry in a nice format is really cool. So yeah.
Do a pocket dump. Maybe we should do pocket dumps and put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that would be – we might not get this podcast out.
That's a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, we could definitely do that in a blog article, I think, on HB5.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
Zero prep, though. We've got to, at the end of our podcast today, we've got to empty our pockets and let the images from that show up in the post.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. So I'm looking here at the list of storage options in our show notes, and I noticed that fanny packs are not on the list.
Those might be slightly too sexy for this show.
Okay.
But fanny packs are a thing.
They are a thing. So
people can use them for everyday carry.
That is
people,
an option.
People do, and that's fine. But no judgment. This is a no judgment zone, right?
So, no judgment.
Yeah. Well, you can always take a step up to a utilikilt. If you're not familiar with that, it is a kilt that has pockets all the way around.
The Scottish did come up with the first fanny pack. It's called a sporran.
I've actually seen a utilikilt in the wild, and it was pretty impressive.
I saw an actual kilt in the wild yesterday. There was a bagpiper at the Frostbite 5K at the Kannapolis YMCA. Fun facts. So, personal things about EDC. People tend to have very, very strong opinions about their backpacks, what they might carry or what they used to carry their stuff. Maybe we should go around the room and talk about our backpacks.
Well, so actually, I think of backpacks as starting to cross over into more, you know, the carryology space, but EDC to me has always meant what you actually physically have on your person and not
at all times
necessarily in your bag. So I'm fine with crossing over, but you know, Timbuktu for the win. But I don't think that's technically EDC.
All right.
No, I think it actually falls into that, but there is a separation on the blogs that talk about, you know, whether it is a pocket dump versus what's in your bag with you. It's definitely right. All EDC. So EDC to me is anything that you carry, period, every day.
Well, maybe a little strange because all of us in this room carry our bags everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And that seems a little bit anomalous. EDC for us. But I think a lot of people leave the bag behind.
Yeah. It's EDC for digital nomads is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Well, how about this? Let's start with what does everybody have on their person that they can talk about?
All right, I got my iPhone 6S Plus in a quad lock case that was recommended to me by this fine gentleman, Mr. Tecto.
That's great.
It is great. I got the quad lock case because I wanted a armband to use to run with my comically oversized iPhone, and every armband I'd ever tried had frustrated me. And Tecto said, "This is the one you want to try. This is the one armband to rule them all."
Correct.
And I said, "Okay, I'll give it a shot." And he is absolutely 100% right. It is the most comfortable armband I've ever run with.
Well, and the fact that you don't have to try to fish it out of some deep pocket to use it while you're on the run, but can just twist it off the armband is great.
Yeah, yeah. So I got that. I've got my Storis titanium card wallet. Money clip wallet, and I've got my 3-key keychain with a pelican clip on it.
That's the thing I've been looking for, the pelican clip.
Pelican clip is for the win, although the one knock against it is it does tend to chew up the belt loop on your jeans. It gives it a worn look, which, you know, I haven't
does
worked.
Does it have teeth?
No, but it's not smoothed out. It's kind of rough on the edges. Oh. It's sharp edges, so as it moves around, it does kind of chew it up. I've also got my matte black Fisher Space Pen for the win.
I've not met Matt Black. Who is he?
Matt Black is a brother of, actually cousin of Michael Black. Ian Black from MTV's The State.
Oh, okay.
He is non-reflective. And
he did the movie House of Rock, I think.
House of Rock. And I've got a Benchmade pocket knife. I think it's about a 3-incher. And this is basically it gets used for opening boxes from Amazon.
Which
is pretty much all I do with it, which is really all I do with any knife, which is why I went from carrying the Leatherman multi-tool, which the Skeletool CX, which Brian is pulling out of his pocket. Great tool, has a lot of options, has only the options you need, but it's still more than I need on a daily basis. And I have an Apple microfiber cloth that I carry in my left pocket with my iPhone, and that is my pocket. Got my wedding ring, and I've got my my Fitbit Charge HR. That's what I have on my person every single day. And now we'll move to Brian, who is...
Tecto is almost photo-ready with his pocket contents here.
It's laid out nicely in order of size from largest to smallest. He's still got kind of a Costanza going on with his money clip card wallet.
He's got a little EDC OCD. Should we skip him and go to somebody else?
OMG EDC OCD.
Did he pull that bag of dark chocolate out of his pocket?
I don't think that was in his pocket.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's probably warm and squishy.
Well melted. Okay, so I actually had unloaded my pockets a little downstairs before we got up here, but I'll just cover what's on the table. So Skeletool CX, I do use practically every piece of it regularly. The primary functions to care about, the blade is great for opening Amazon boxes. It does have an option to use either a Phillips or a flathead screwdriver, which I use often enough to really be valuable. The pliers are fairly rugged. If you need to do anything really robust, the handle, the way that it unfolds, the handle will hurt your hand, so there's a limit on it. And then, of course, you have a bottle opener and a nice little clip for clipping into the corner of your pocket. And I'm right there with Dieter on matte black space pen, Fisher space pen. I carry a smaller version of the Skeletool from Leatherman called the Style CS. And this allowed me to move off the Leatherman Wave to the Skeletool because it has a pair of scissors instead of a pair of pliers. And I find having a pair of scissors handy enough on a regular basis that it drives me crazy to not have a pair. And there are a couple other things like a fingernail filer and the tweezers on this that are really not that great. But scissors are great. Three USB flash drives. And my apparently... Costanza-sized money clip, which allows me to carry plenty of cards, and I carry no cash.
It's healthy.
And last but not least, I carry the Moto Hint Bluetooth headset. It is the smallest I have ever used and enjoyed. It works very, very well. Highly recommend it. Fits in my pocket in its charging case. I get easily 10 to 11 hours of talk time, which I don't use anymore on a daily basis that much. So it's been a great, easy carry option.
And what else?
I think that's me for right now.
What about your wrists? Oh. What about around your neck?
Yeah, that's the everyday
carry.
That
all counts. That's all everyday carry.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So,
and you can mention also anything that you normally carry that you took out of your pockets downstairs.
Well, there's just more phones. But, okay.
And that is an iPhone 6 Plus?
Yeah, that's a 6 Plus. 6S Plus.
6S Plus.
On the left wrist.
A Success Plus.
Yes, on the left wrist, the Fitbit Charge HR, which is, if you have to buy one activity tracker, that's the one to get. It is amazing.
I agree. Yep.
And Apple Watch and a HB5 wristband, because it would be wrong to not support HB5. And on the right is a paracord survival bracelet. It's not the largest one out there. It's fairly slim, but it's good to have some cord sometimes. And I'm still sporting the Moto 360 Rev 2 to connect to my Android phone and make sure I keep up with the state of the art on the Android side. And I'm playing with the Up 3 activity tracker on the right. I'm a little disappointed in the fact that they backed out some of the features from the Up 24, like smart naps are gone. Very disappointed. But I'm carrying or wearing, I guess, a lot on the wrists. And around my neck is a LG HBS 750, something like that. It is for listening to podcasts or any other media, it is still the win on Bluetooth headsets. And I think that's it.
Sounds good. Wow. Jay, what do you have?
Wow, this won't take nearly as long.
First of all, too.
Yes.
You just said that. That's something that I want to be clear about. EDC is not about how many things you carry. It's about the things you carry. Are they useful, and do you have what you need day to day? So
it's very personal.
Yeah, super personal. And you'll notice on some of these blogs, there are people that literally have their EDCs four things, and they're super happy with it. And then there's people that have 30 things, and they're super happy with that. It's just what they need. So. So continue. I just want to throw that out there for people. No competition on the number of things.
No, not at all. It's an appropriate caveat.
Yep, yep.
So my setup meets, I think, most of my needs right now. I've been appropriately publicly shamed for not having my HP5 wristband, so I have that on for next episode. mirroring
I will not.
Dieter's content, I have the Storis Smart Money Clip, which is super handy. I've got a 4-inch Gerber pocket knife, wedding band, and two phones. I've got a foot in each pond, so I've got an iPhone 5, and I've also got a Motorola Moto G.
Nice. Sure.
And Gerber, I was trying to take notes on these two. Okay, so let me start out here. Jay, add to the notes here on stuff I've missed. So I've got an iPhone 6S Plus, which is my main phone. I am carrying, but I'm not going to claim it for today. I am carrying in my bag, always on. I've got an Android.
And Tecto pulled out a flashlight. What is that?
It's the Quark Pro QP2LX. Yeah,
4.7 Quark. So I have my Skeletool CX and my Quark in a separate bag in my backpack. They're never far.
Okay, so let's see. We've got a... Going back to my notes here. All right. So I've got the 6 Plus. I normally carry, I'm not going to claim it, a Nexus 6P Android. I've got and that's because it matches the Moto 360. And I guess this is a Rev 2 also.
Correct.
I have a, let's see here. I cannot type now because Dieter took over my writing.
I'm not.
Yeah, you got me blocked on Quip.
Sorry, there you go.
It's all right. Am I clear?
Yeah, you're clear.
All right. I've got an Upmove tracker, and I've got an Apple Watch, HP5 wristband that covers the wrists, and I'll quickly describe what I'm doing here. Apple Watch I'm using for the general fitness. I've got it set to 650 calorie active burn. It's tracking steps. Don't really care about the steps. Just looking for the active burn. I'm using the Upmove for only sleep tracking, and that's it. Let's see what else is in my pocket. Let me check here. I'm stepping out.
Loud noises.
Well, we gotta make it sound like we're doing stuff.
Yeah, real work is happening here.
Is that anything else? Okay. All right. Yeah, I've got a wedding ring too. My wedding ring is a $17, actually now a $13 tungsten carbide wedding ring, which I highly recommend. They're super cheap. No need to spend a lot of money on a wedding ring. If I lose it, no big deal. And it's super strong. I've got a microfiber cloth on that. I also have this is a new pickup that I've got in my carry from a week or so ago. I've got a Phoenix PD22 Ultimate Edition. 510 lumen flashlight.
That thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's awesome. Super small, got a lanyard on it. It also comes with a little cap that goes on it. It's kind of opaque a little bit, so it'll actually make a lamp, turns it into a lamp, which is it's insane. And I've got a Skeletool also, which I really like. And I do find myself frequently using it. That is my go-to everyday screwdriver and the pliers. Like I changed a filter at home last night and do not have to go get my toolbox out. Just had the pliers right there. And I've got a money clip, which I don't know. I can check. This money clip it's got a little Swiss flag on it. So I don't know if that's anything, but it's one I got on Amazon. So it's just a thing. But I think that's all I've got today. So, but certain days I think like everybody here, you may carry different items on you too, in addition to whatever standard items you have.
Well, so one I'm not carrying or wearing right now, but apparently I've become notorious for, is my safety glasses, sunglasses that I usually wear on the back of my head, but they are not compatible with a large pair of headphones on my head, so I took them off. But I really like having a pair of sunglasses that double as safety glasses, because I never have to go looking for a pair of safety glasses when I'm doing anything from mowing the lawn to using a power tool.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I actually wear glasses. I'm the only one here that wears glasses all the time. I forget about them, but they are part of my everyday carry. And these are currently they're Ray-Ban something or another glasses. I usually buy – I actually do spend a lot on my frames because I wear them all the time. And that's another thing, in my opinion, if you're buying – if you wear glasses, you should buy good ones as much as you can afford for the quality because you know, you wear them all the time. And really the same with sunglasses if you wear sunglasses a lot too. I think it's worth it. And definitely go polarized. I don't recommend not going polarized unless you have a good reason to. There may be reasons, but it seems to make a difference. So that covers what we're carrying. I think it's this is a good time to remind everybody listening, take a look at what you're carrying. You know, empty your pockets while you're listening to this. Maybe if you're driving, don't do that. But when you get to a place, empty those pockets out. Take a look at what you're carrying. And then that's the whole point of what we're talking about here. Analyze what you're carrying. Do you have what you need? Was there something during the day that you wished you had with you? You know, was it a knife? Was it, you know, was it cash? You know, that's the thing that's people don't talk about a lot. I think your everyday carry ought to carry cash. I know we've got people at HB5 that don't. We've got people that do. But there are times when credit card machines don't work. There are times when you need to buy something real quick, and carrying cash cannot be understated. How much you carry is up for debate. I think it's good to carry $20 and at least some singles and you know, just something. This doesn't mean you got to walk around with a lot of cash, but having something that you can use, because pretty much everybody takes cash.
Yeah. What size knife do you have?
This one,
mm-hmm.
It's the I think the same one that Tecto's got. It's the CX.
Yeah, the Skeletal is like 3-inch, maybe.
Okay, I've got a 4-inch knife.
Okay, you talking about the blade itself? Okay. Yeah.
No, I've got a 4-inch knife with me. How much cash do you have again?
I probably have 30 some bucks or something on me.
Cool.
I don't know.
Let's talk after the show.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and it varies. I will give you a nice little hack, a savings hack, because I do like to save money, and be financially prudent as I can. When you take money, I picked this up, can't claim this. I think I picked this up from, it wasn't Lifehacker, maybe Sean Blanc, somebody like that. But whenever you take money out of the ATM, take $20 or whatever you designate in your mind, and this, I do 20, take $20 out of whatever you took and put it somewhere. Put it somewhere in the house, put it somewhere, put it on the mattress, you know, wherever, put it in a place at home. It's nice to have a stash of money at the house.
Now, do you prefer mattress spot or somewhere in the kitchen?
I actually don't do this at my house.
Oh.
I think Jay is suggesting that you should
store all my cash at Jay's house.
That's where I keep mine.
My wads of cash are at Jay's house. So
it's safe there.
If you're looking for a loan from me, just follow up with Jay and I.
Write to Jay at
Jay
1234 A Street.
Jay, but no, it's. I think it's good to take that. You know, force yourself to save. It's good to have some emergency cash around. You never know what could happen. So it's good to have that. So we've kind of talked about what we carry in the pockets and all that stuff. We'll kind of publish a list of different items in the show notes. But are there any things that we want to talk about that kind of branch into the backpack or the larger carry scenarios?
That sounds like another show.
I could wax poetic about my current backpack for at least a good 5-10 minutes.
Well, why don't we do this?
A show on Dieter's backpack?
That'd be good.
A show in Dieter's backpack.
All right.
That would be even better.
I'll tell you
it's
what,
big enough.
That sounds good. I tell you what we'll do. Let's do a part two of this podcast, and let's dig into our backpacks.
We'll call that the Carryology episode.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll dig into that. And I actually will not list all these items that we've listed. We'll carry that over to the next episode, but we will have links to the things we talked about and go from there. So, does anybody have anything else before we close out?
No, I got to give everything back in my pockets now. Thanks.
That'll take a while.
I hear you. All right, everybody. We will see you next week.
See ya.
A lot of subcutaneous agitation.